ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। प्रायेण मुनयो राजन् निवृत्ता दिद्धिषेधता नार्गुण्या स्ता रमन्ते स्मा गुणा अनुकथने हरे। प्रायेण मुनयो राजन् निवृत्ता विद्धिषेधता नार्गुण्यस्तारमन्ते स्म गुणानुकथने हरे। प्रायेण मुनयो राजन् निवृत्ता विद्धिषेधता नार्गुण्यस्तारमन्ते स्म गुणानुकथने हरे। प्रायेण मुनयो राजन् निवृत्ता विधिषेधता नार्गुण्यस्तारमन्ते स्म गुणानुकथने हरे। प्रायेण मेनली मुनयः All sages, Rajan, O King, Nivrtaha, above thee, Vidhi, regulative principles, Shedhata, from restrictions, Naragunyastaha, transcendentally situated, Ramante, take pleasure in, Sma, distinctly, Gunanukatane, describing the glories, Hare, of the Lord. O King Parikshit, mainly the topmost transcendentalists, who are above the regulative principles and restrictions, take pleasure in describing the glories of the Lord.
Prayena Munayu. राजन विदित्या विदिशेव नैगुन्नस्या रमन्ते स्म गुणानु कथने हरे। सो देयर इज स्टेज व्हिच इज कॉल्ड परमहंस स्टेज। एट दैट टाइम one is not very strictly following the regulative principles. Not that they are not following, but they are above all regulative principles. But we should not imitate that. But now we have become paramahansa, and we can neglect all regulative principles. No. The Paramahansa stage is described. If you simply imitate that now I have become Paramahansa, I do not require to follow rules and regulations. But you must prove that you are Paramahansa. That what is that Paramahansa stage? That is, Naigunnasya Ramante Sva Gunanu Kathaniya. His only business is to glorify Krishna. He does not do it. Not that I have become Paramahansa. Let me eat and sleep. No, the symptom is that he cannot waste a moment without glorifying Krishna. That is Paramahansa. At that time, he can know that when you cannot remain even for a single moment, without describing Krishna, Then you can know that you are on the formal sense. No attachment. Anything material. Simply attachment for Krishna. Then you can give up the regulated things. Not before that. Don't imitate. Unless you come to that stage, positive stage. It is not that simply negative. Negative means you must stand on a positive platform. Therefore, those who are sunnavadi, simply negative, they rather there is some Jain Buddhist camp. He said that to become desireless. These nonsense people, they do not know it is impossible to become desireless. They are thinking, therefore they are disturbed. Always. It is not possible to become desireless. That is negative force. Nibbana. That is Buddha philosophy. Nibbana. Stop this material nonsense. But unless he has got positive activities, how you can give up this nonsense? Parang vishkani vattu. He must be good and giving. Otherwise he will go on committing all nonsense. Just like you have been given good engagement, duty worship, and so many other things you are engaged. Therefore, you have no time to divert your attention for nonsense things. And simply artificially, if you want to stop, no. The U.S. government, they try to stop this intoxication. Have it, LSD, millions of dollars. Not a single man was there. Not a single man. And here in Krishna consciousness, as soon as they come, immediately. Why? Parangvishtani vartati. When you understand that he is bitter and intoxication, why should I go to LSD? That is the point. So, here we say, prayanamunayom, Rajan, my dear king, nibbitta vidhinis, vidhi. Vidhi and niche, the two things. We say, you chant Hare Krishna mantra and private, no indecision, negative and positive. Vidhi means do's and Nishesh do nots. So this is the beginning of life. Don't try to become Paramahansa, Munaya, from the very beginning. Then you will fall back. That's not the prayer. When you actually be situated, Naigunne means above the material nature. That is called Naiguna. This material nature is called Traiguna. Traiguna means three modes of material nature. Goodness, passion, and ignorance. So, when you become above this Triguna, then there is possibility of becoming Noiguna. Arjuna advised Arjuna. Saigunnam Vishaya Veda. Nistaigunnam Bhavarjuna. Vedas, they are dealing with these three gunas. Vedas giving direction according to the guna. The Satagun, Rajagun, Tamagun. The one who lives in the Satagun. For them, there are six Puranas. Satagun, Tamagun, Rajagun. 18 Puranas there. Some of them are for the persons who are situated on the modes of goodness. And some of them are for the persons who are in Rajagun. And some of them are for persons of Tamagun. Just like in the Vedic Shastra, there is also recommendation to worship Goddess Kali. That is for the Tamago, not for the Satoga. For the Satoga, the Vishnu Puran, Brahmananda Puran, Brahma Vaivarta Puran, Bhagavata Puran. According to, because knowledge has to be given to everyone, but according to his capacity. If one is in Tamago, you cannot say, you cannot raise him immediately to the Satoga. Tamagun is meat eating, drinking. These are tamagun, the darkness. So, the Vedas has given chance then. Alright, you want to eat meat, alright, you meat, eat meat, but offering to the goddess Kali, mystics. It is not required, but the rascal will not hear immediately, therefore giving some consequence. Alright, you can eat meat by offering sacrifice, not the cow, but one lower animal, which is useless, like goats, generally goat and the chicken, they do that. But it is not meant for the sattva. Sattva's prescription is defined. Rajasic prescription is defined. On the whole, we are always mixed up with the sattva, rajasic, and tamasic. That is our material position. Therefore, sometimes we come to Krishna consciousness when we are in sattva, and then sometimes fall down. The tamasic attacks, rajasic attacks. So, we have to become above this. Trayurda Vishaya Veda, Miss Trayurda Bhavad. Krishna is right saying that you become above these three gunas. So, how it can be done? It can be done simply by hearing about Krishna. If you simply engage yourself, only hearing about Krishna, then you understand. This is the process. Simple dwara this. So we have given you so many books. Don't sleep, don't waste a single moment. Of course you have to sleep. Reduce it as much as possible. Eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, reduce it. Nidrahara vihara kādi vidhiko. That is the example given by the Goswamis. Nidra, ahara, and vihara. Ahara means eating, and vihara means sense enjoyment, and nidra means sleeping. Nidrahara vihara kādi vidhiko kankarva. That is spiritual platform. No more sleeping. No more eating. No more sex life. That is perfection. And one who can conquer over these three things, eating, sleeping, and sex life, is fearless. Otherwise, there is no requirement of defense. Because they can meet any situation. That is Paramahamsa's case. Nidhyasa. Munaya, prayana munaya, rajana, nidhitya vidhini. For them, there is no regulation. Don't imitate, that has become some of our students exhibited. That there is no need of them. We are all Paramahamsa. Paramahamsa, rascal number one. Here is the test. When you will not be influenced by the material qualities, rajasman, satman, tamman. And the test is the nidra, arubihara, kadri, vito. The conquering of habit is sleeping. Nidra, first thing is mentioned there. Sleeping and eating and sansanjara. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Gunanukakshi. His Goswamis, they're all there, writing books. Gunanukakshi. Guna, what is writing books? When you write these books, what is that? It's simply describing the different activities and attributes of Krishna. Anupakane. Anu means not physical. Following the superior authorities. You cannot write anything which is not approved by the superior authorities. Therefore, we have to give examples. Quotation from the Shastra. That while I am speaking, it is supported by the Shastra. Not that I have inventive power. I can write anything like that. That is nonsense. Anukathane. Anukathane means you must hear from the authority perfectly, then try to write. Not that you write in Hindi, whatever you like. That is not allowed. That is not accepted. That from the beginning, in this chapter, we learn this word, that Bariyan is a Rajan. Bariyan is a Prasna, Kitulu, Kohitanganipo, Apavisammatam. Apavisammatam. It is approved by the realizer. Not that physically, I do something, I question something, no. It must be, question must be approved by Atmavi, self-realized person, and the answer should be given by the self-realized person. Atmavi sammata. This is one thing. So we have no independence. As in material also, we have no independence. There is no independence. Either material or spiritual. That is falsely thinking to become independent. That is called illusion, maya. The rascals do not know that there is no independence at all. Either material or spiritual. Just like the outlaws, there is no independence, either criminally or civil. When he is a civil citizen, good citizen, there is no independence. And when he is criminal, there is no independence. So why is thinking that I shall act this war similarly and become independent? That is not possible. And because they cannot understand it, they ask him. What is thinking independence? That is illusion. Where is your independence? Illusion. Maya. When you are under the strict rules and regulations of the material nature, how you are independent? They eat jisha gunami, mama maya durutte. They think that to surrender to Krishna, this is slave mentality. I shall remain free. But where is your freedom, sir? So there is, so long one is rascal, falsely thinking that is independent, there must be the regulatory principle. He must observe the regulatory principle, divination. In this way, when he is actually situated in the transcendental platform, that is called Naigunya Stha. Stha means secret. Tishati, it is form. One who stays. Not flickering. Permanent. Naigunya. This Naigunya means devotional service. This is Naigunya. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Mancha Vyadhi Charini Bhakti Chuvina Dasa Yavati సర్వగాను సమతిష్టయుతాన్ బ్రహ్మభూయాసన్. బ్రహ్మభూత ప్రసన్నాత్మ నశోచతి నకాంక్షతి సమసర్వేషు భూతేషు మద్భక్తి లభతి పరా. ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఇస్ దేర్. సో నైర్గుణ్యం మీన్స్ వన్ హూ ఇస్ 24 hours ఎంగేజ్ ఇన్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ నైర్గుణ్య ప్లాట్ఫామ్. No more influenced by this material world. Mahant Abhyavichaya. Abhyavichaya means without any flaw, without any fault, simply according to the restriction or instruction of the Shastra and spiritual master, one is strictly following and engaged in devotion service, then he is Saguna Samatistayata. He can conquer or surpass over the three modes of material nature. And his stage is Brahma Bhuta. Brahma Bhuraya Kalpata. So when you are actually on the Brahma, like everyone can say, I am now on the Brahma. The symptom is there. You cannot cheat. Now what is that? Now Brahma Bhuta Prasannata. If you are actually on the Brahma-bhuta platform, then the symptom will be prasanna-atma, jolly, always. There are no more moroseness, always jolly. That is the first symptom. Oh, I am now free from the material classes. Because as soon as you are actually engaged in devotional service, there are no more and means punishment by the material nature. Brahma Bhuta Prasannata. Therefore, he is always jubilant, prasanna. What is the meaning of prasanna? Prasannata means na sochati, na kankati. He does not desire anything, does not lament for it. That is one. If there is something lost, never mind. Krishna desire plus prasanna. And if there is gain, he does not jump over. I have done this. Like monkey. No. Everything Krishna. I am engaged in Krishna's service. Suppose if there is some loss, so it is Krishna's desire. And if there is some profit, it is Krishna's money. I don't purchase it. Why you shall jump? Jump, of course, you can jump. Well, Krishna, we have gained so much pain, so many things for Krishna. That is another. So, na sochati, na kankati, sama sarvesu bhuteshu. Then he defaults to everyone. He understands that everyone is a spirit soul. Somewhere or other, he is entangled in this material body. So, because I am now madhvakti, prasannātmā nasūjati samaskarvesu madhvakti labhati. Then he is fit for transcendental service to the Lord. And after being liberated from this trayunna, three material, you all have to be situated in this nashtrayunna. Here it is said, nashtrayunna. Nashtrayunna or nashtrayunna. The same. Nargunasya Ramante, enjoy life. As soon as you come to the platform of Nargunna, without being infected by the three material qualities, then Ramante, everything is pleasant. Ramante Yogina Anante. Therefore, those who are yogis, who are bhaktas, bhakti yogi, they also enjoy life. It is not that we think they don't enjoy senses. This is not enjoyment. This is madness. This is madness. Suppose I am enjoying either illicit or legal sex life. I am become under bondage. Even it is legal sex life, I get children. There's so many things I have a duty to the children. So, either goodness or ignorance, this is bondage. This is bondage. Therefore, one has to become above the Trayguna. That is called Naiguna. Naiguna Sya. Ramante. That's Anjaya. What is that Anjaya? Ramante Yogina Anante. That is not limited in Jnana. But few minutes. No. Anante. Idana Anjaya. Ramante Yogina Anante. And that is Satya Anante. That is real Ananda. That is real bliss. When your ananda does not stop, it continues. That is real. And the ananda or the pleasure, which is for few seconds or few minutes, that is not ananda. That is illusion. Real ananda is it will continue. It will never stop. It will never end. Therefore, it is said, Ramante Yogina Anante. Anante means unlimited. Ramante Yogina Anante Satyananda, that is real happiness. Iti Ramapadinato Parabrahma iti abhidhiyate. Because when we enter the platform of continuous blissfulness, Ananda, that is the connection, that is the meaning of Rama. The Rama Parabrahma, that means when one is situated in the service of the Parabrahma, then his life is successful. So here it is said, Naigunnasya Ramanteshma Gunanukathanehas. Then, not a single moment is wasted without talking about Krishna. Bhachansi Vaikuntha Gunanavarna, in other places. Savai Manat Krishna Padaravinda Vachansi Vaikuntha Gunanuvarna. So, practice this. First of all, fix up your mind at the lotus feet of Krishna. And then start. Savai Manat Krishna Padaravinda. So, if your mind is fixed up, then other senses will act. Because other senses are acting under the leadership of the mind. Mind is your enemy and mind is your friend. When the mind is engaged in Krishna consciousness, that mind is your friend. And the mind, when it is engaged in other consciousness, that is your enemy. So you can create your mind, friend or enemy, according to your desire. If you fix up all else, the deity worship means to fix up your mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. All else, worshiping Krishna. So therefore I am asking, why there is no ankle bell? There must be ankle bell, the lotus feet of Krishna. So, if you fix up your mind, then immediately fix up your mind on the lotus feet of Krishna, immediately you are Naigunnasya, situated in the Naigunna, transcendental platform. In another place it is also, Sinnatam Sakatha Krishna Punna Savana Kirtana Ridnam Tasya Avadrani Vidunati Suhishtata. Krishna is situated within your heart. He is your best friend. Sri Rama Sarvabhutana is always being how your perfect welfare can be done. Krishna is so nice friend. I am taking the body of a hog. There is also Krishna advising me. In the body of a human being, there also Krishna is advising me. Krishna is so kind. Therefore, Srila Sarvabhutana, he is friend not only of human beings, but the hogs, dogs, cats, elephants. Srila Sarvabhutana. This is the science one has to know. Bhoktanam Sankutavsam Sarvaloka Mahestaram. And Srivan Sarvabhutanam Gyatta Mam Shantamichati. So everyone is trying to become leader of the society. Srivan, welfare actor. But that is impossible because he's a rascal. How he can become their friend? The one's business is that he should make friendship with Krishna and advise others also to make friendship with Krishna. That is real business. That is real business. And the rascal, so he does not know what his own benefit and he has become a leader. Pratam Goswami said, Apunar hitahit kishu nahi jaya. Sir, I was minister and people used to say that I'm a learned scholar and this and that. But I was also accepting. But actually, since I've come in your contact, I thought that what kind of leader I am? I do not know what is beneficial for me. I'm such a leader, I'm such a fool. I do not know my own benefit and I want to become leader to lead others for benefit of life. Andhāra-sāṅgai-rupa-niyama. A blind man, he does not think that he is blind. How he can lead others other blind? But this is cheating. All these leaders, so-called lustful leaders, they're blind themselves, they do not know what is the aim of life and they become leaders. And the leader, blind leader and blind follower, they are all going to hell. This is the position of you. Therefore, we should be careful that don't imitate that I have now become Parahamsa. I do not require to follow the rules and regulations. Let me do whatever I like. Don't do that. The taste is there. This is there, here, it is said, Guranu Kathamini Hari. When you are Paramahansa, then you have no other business than simply to hear about Krishna and chant about Krishna. Thank you.